昨天
，yesterday，
一场世界杯小组赛硬生生把央视体育的收视记录给破了，全场平均收视率 1.665%。
A World Cup group stage match broke CCTV sports record for the highest average viewership rate, reaching 1.665%.
全程稳步攀升
steady and gradual ascent throughout.
特别是在比赛进行到第76分钟
especially when the game reached the 76th minute.
当梅西完成第三粒进球，上演
When Messi completed his third goal,
金氏帽子戏法的瞬间，实时。
The moment of Jin Xiyu's magic trick is real time.
收视率直接飙升到了2.1913%。
The viewership directly soared to 21.93%.
收视份额高达28.57%。
Achieved a viewership share of 28.57%.
这意味着什么
？What does this mean？
当时
，at that time，
全国处于开机状态的电视机
，the country's televisions are in operation。
观众里接近30%都在看
，almost 30% of the audience is watching。
有朋友可能会问
，He might ask his friends。
为什么阿根廷队在中国能有这么恐怖的吸引力
？Why Argentina's team still has such a terrifying appeal in China？
答案很简单。
The answer is simple。
因为他们队里有一位叫里奥·梅西的球员。
Because their team has a player named Leo Messi。
最近，西班牙《阿什报》有个调查。
Recently, a survey was conducted in Espo, Spain.
全球中立球迷里大概有35亿人支持阿根廷。
Approximately 3.5 billion fans worldwide support Argentina.
他们为什么支持
？Why do they support？
因为这支队里有梅西。
Because this team has Messi.
他是足球界的传奇。
He is a legend in the world of football.
而且他的传奇故事还在继续。
And his legendary story continues.
看到昨天的热搜。
I saw the trending topics from yesterday.
有朋友在我昨天的视频下面留言调侃。香港那位大孙子。
A friend left a comment on my video yesterday, teasing the grandson of a Hong Kong person.
昨天又没有看这场比赛。
I didn't watch the game yesterday again.
照理说，他应该会看。
According to reason, he should be watching.
但他会不会站出来诚恳地向梅西致歉？
But will he stand up and sincerely apologize to Messi?
这就不好说了。
This is not something that can be easily said.
但他确实欠梅西，也欠全国梅西球迷一个诚恳的道歉。
But he definitely owes Messi and all Messi fans a sincere apology.
回想2024年初。
Recall the early days of 2024.
大家热热闹闹过春节的时候
，Everyone was having a lively spring festival.
他却带节奏，让国内网友网暴梅西。
He brought the rhythm, causing a frenzy of online discussion among domestic netizens about Messi.
以至于到现在
，So far.
很多不了解真相的网友还在用 Yosh 来称呼梅西。
Many netizens who are unaware of the truth are still calling Messi Messi.
然而，打脸来的就是这么快。
The one who slapped me yesterday came so quickly.
昨天
，Yesterday，
梅西除了球场上演
，Besides on the field, Messi，
帽子戏法。还在我们国内互联网上上演了一个另类帽子戏法。
The hat trick is still being staged on the Chinese internet, but in a different way.
新华社、人民日报。
Xinhua News Agency, People's Daily。
央视三大官媒第一时间发文，高度关注梅西这场世界杯超级秀。
CCTV, three major official media outlets immediately published articles highly praising Messi's outstanding performance in the World Cup.
什么是真正的牌面？
What is a real hand?
这就是，岁月或许会偷走他的速度。
That's what time might take away from him.
但永远带不走他骨子里的魔法。
But he can never take away the magic in his bones.
我是小布先生。
I am the ancestor of Zairobu.
什么都敢怼。
I dare to criticize everything.
但绝不胡说八道。
But I won't make up stories.
如果认同我的观点。
If you agree with my point of view.
喜欢我聊这些生活故事。
I'd like to chat with you about these life stories.
记得点赞。
Remember to like.
关注支持一下。
Please support.
老朋友都知道。
Old friends know.
我平时副业做主播。
I usually do live streaming as a side job.
爱推荐点自己经营的茶叶和喜欢的书籍。
I recommend my own tea and my favorite books.
今天聊到梅西。
Today we're talking about Messi.
看着他从青涩少年熬成不屈。
Watching him grow from a naive young boy to a resilient one.
老将，我特别感慨。
I'm particularly moved by your experience.
所以特意挑选了一本与梅西相关的书。
Therefore, I specifically chose a book related to Messi.
置顶到我的阅读书单，放在了视频下方。
I put my reading list on the video.
如果你也想读懂这份跨越20年的热爱与坚守。
If you also want to understand this love and dedication that spans 20 years.
欢迎了解并下单支持。
Welcome to inquire and place orders.
谢谢。
Thank you.